Hello and welcome to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It's just about time to start Game 5 of the 2006 Nippon Series between the Chunichi Dragons and Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Fighters just need one more to take it all. Chunichi Dragons trailing this series by 1-3. The starting lineups have been announced for the Chunichi Dragons. Araki leads off playing second base. Ibata plays shortstop batting second. Number three batter is Fukudome, right fielder batting third. Woods bats fourth playing first base. Tatsunami, designated hitter, bats fifth. Morino plays third base and bats sixth. Inoue plays left field, bats number seven. Tanishige bats 8th and is behind the plate. And Hidenori will be playing center field, getting the first start tonight for this series. And he'll be batting 9th. On the mound for the Chunichi Dragons will be the winner from the first game, Kawakami. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, they've got pretty much the same order, all except for the catcher. Morimoto leads off, playing left field. Tanaka Kinsuke bats second, playing second base. Oga Sawada bats third in the first base spot. Sekino bats fourth. He's the designated hitter. Inaba bats fifth, playing right field. Shinjo bats sixth, playing center field. Inaba bats seventh, playing third base. Tsuruoka is the starting catcher tonight for the Fighters. And Kaneko bats ninth, playing shortstop. Tsuruoka in there pitching or catching for Darvish, who finishes up his warm-up pitches. Araki starts to stand in, right-handed batter. And at 6:12 p.m., the first pitch in there over the inside part of the plate for a called strike one. Game number 5 is underway. The second offering by Darvish misses just a little outside, ball one. 1-1 the count to Araki. Araki 1-15 in the series, 0.67 average. Chunichi unable to get that leadoff man on. A swing and a miss, one bound between Tsuruoka's legs. Ouch. Darvish gives him a little time to recover, adjusting his shoe behind the mound. Darvish this season threw 25 games, 12-5 winning win-loss, and an ERA just over 2. The fourth offering, a broken back comebacker to Darvish. Darvish stops the ball, picks it up, throws to Oga Sawada in time. One away. Araki's bat went toward the third baseman, or maybe shortstop. The ball right back to Darvish at his feet. Darvish stopped the ball with a glove. It rolled away from him a little bit. He picked it up and threw him out. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. The first pitch to Ibata misses inside for ball one. 147 KPH straight. Ibata 3-16 on the series, 188 average, one home run and one RBI. Next pitch knocks Ibata down. Ibata throws his bat behind him as he dives for the ground. for the Dragons. The feeling is like Koshien. You lose, you're out. That being so true with the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up 3-1 here in Game 5. Darvish pitching from the stretch. Next offering down the middle for a called strike one. Darvish comes set again. The fourth offering in there for a called strike two. Over the plate at the knees. Good pitch by Darvish. Darvish comes set. The next offering swung on and grounded to the right side. And past Tanaka into center field. Base hit. So with one out, the Chunichi Dragons get a base runner. And that'll bring up Fukudome. Fukudome batted 351 in the regular season, taking the batting title in the Central League, while teammate Woods, who bats behind him, took the home run and RBI title. Takes first pitch down the middle for a called strike one. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball, shuffles to Tanaka at second. Relay to first in time. 6-4-3 double play. That retires the Dragons here in the first. The Dragons get a base hit, but 3 up, 3 down. Going to the bottom of the first, no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We go to the bottom of the first. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up Morimoto, Tanaka Kinsuke, and Oga Sawada. Kawakami takes the mound. In the series, he's 1 win, no losses, 2.25 ERA, having thrown the first game. The only game that the Dragons have won thus far. Through 8 innings, allowed 5 hits. Morimoto stands in, right-handed batter. 7 for 15 in the series, 467 average. No home runs, no RBIs. Has scored 6 times. When he gets on, he gets around. Takes first pitch, low and away, ball one. The second offering, down the middle, called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering, misses low and inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. Kawakami into the windup. The fourth offering catches the outside corner. Strike two. Kawakami's next offering. Reached for and missed. Ball in the dirt outside. One bounder has Morimoto running for first base. Tanishige up with the ball. Throws to first. It's a K2-3. First strikeout for Kawakami tonight. Most likely won't be his last. That brings up Tanaka Kinsuke. Fighter second baseman is 2 for 12 in the series. Has successfully sacrificed bunted 6 times. First offering misses just outside. Ball one. No strikes and a ball. Second offering, swung on and lined over Morino into left field. Base hit. So with one out, the Fighters get a base hit. Looks like a replay of the top half of the inning. Second batter in the top half of the inning. Base hit up the middle. Erased on the double play. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. Ogasawara 2 for 11, 2 RBIs. Those two RBIs in game three, a double off the left field wall. First offering, swung on and pulled into the right center field gap. One bound played by Fukudome in right center. Fukudome fires the ball back in. Tanaka has to hold at second base. So, back-to-back base hits with one out here in the bottom of the first. Puts runner in scoring position for designated hitter Segino. Two hits off of Kawakami. Here in the first inning, Kawakami comes set. First pitch to left-handed batting Segino, misses inside, ball one. Segino 4 for 13, one home run, 4 RBIs. That's in postseason. 4-for-7 in the series. The second offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. 1-1 the count to Seguinol. Yes, he does have 1 home run and 4 RBIs in the series. Next pitch swung on and lifted deep to center field. But center fielder Hidenori going back just in front of the warning track makes the catch. Tanaka touching up at second base. He heads over to third base after the catch. And that puts runners at the corners with 2 down. Didn't quite have the distance. Seguinol and the fans thought it might. But the center field, the flight of center, moved the front runner up 90 feet. And that brings up Inaba. Inaba, 5-for-14, 1 home run, and 6 RBIs. He's been a RBI machine throughout this series. Takes the first pitch high and tight for ball one. With runners in scoring position, he's 2-for-5. The second offering in there for a called strike one. 1-1 the count. Yesterday he had a 2-run timely to put the Fighters up 3-1 in the fifth inning, or 3-0 in the fifth inning, rather. The third offering misses outside. 1 strike, 2 balls the count. Those of you just joining us, we're in the bottom of the first inning. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters threatening with runners at first and third and 2 down. Number 5 batter, Inaba, at the plate. Kawakami motions toward third, then to first, holds on to the ball. I've noticed that some teams obsess over the possibility of other teams having a play on. I think the Dragons were one of them. Next offering misses outside, and appeal to the third base umpire says no, Inaba did not go around. 1 strike, 3 balls the count. Crowd overwhelming. Sapporo fans, approximately 90%. The 1-3 pitch swung on and fouled off. Full count. I don't think we need to count Kawakami's full count pitches. He doesn't do it that often. Not like the starting pitchers last night in the first. Kawakami steps off the rubber. Looks over to first base. Ogasawara will be running on the pitch. Full count, two down. The Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side, but foul. Count remains full. Kawakami tonight, 42% straight, 42% cut, 6% fork, 5% shoot, 5% curve. Those 5%'s what? One pitch each? Kawakami steps off the rubber, looks to first again. Kawakami comes set. Shobu pitch, misses down low, ball four. Bases are loaded for Showman himself, Shinjo. Shinjo, during the regular season, really produced in key situations like this. He'd kind of been struggling in the Japan series. 5 for 13, no home runs, but just one RBI. He had more chances than that, I'm afraid. Shinjo, having announced his retirement at the beginning of the season, coming as a shock to many. The first offering to Shinjo misses low and away, ball one. Shinjo has been referred to as many things. Uchujin, spaceman. When he was with the Tigers, I always called him Prince Shinjo, because he could get away with anything while he was with the Tigers. The second offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 1-1. He said he was going to quit baseball a number of times, even back when he was with the Tigers. The third offering swung on and missed. Strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Shinjo with bases loaded and two down. Kawakami comes set. The fourth offering swung on and missed. Strike three. That's the second strikeout by Kawakami tonight. Coming with bases loaded. At the end of one now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're in Game 5 of the 2006 Nippon Series between the Chunichi Dragons and Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Dragons send up numbers 4, 5, and 6, Woods, Tatsunami, and Morino. First pitch by the second-year Darvish down the middle for a called strike one. Woods 3 for 11 in the series, no home runs, and what hurts most, no RBIs for the Dragons. The second offering just misses inside, ball one. 1-1 the count. The Dragons have had a lot of trouble scoring runners. They've been getting them on. Next offering in there for called strike two. Two strikes and a ball to Woods. The two strike one ball pitch swung on and lined into right field. Base hit. That's the second hit for the Dragons tonight. That'll bring up number 5 batter, Tatsunami, designated hitter. 2 for 8 in the series, no home runs, no RBIs. First offering catches the inside corner for a called strike one. Leadoff runner aboard for the Dragons here in the top of the second. Woods hits a line drive single to right. Tatsunami stands in, fails to hold up his swing on a high pitch, strike two. Comments from the Chunichi bench is that Darvish is throwing faster than he did during interleague play earlier in the season. Third offering, swung on and missed, strike three. Sankyu Sanshin. That's Darvish's first strikeout of the night. And we'll bring up third baseman Morino. Darvish on the mound, pitching from the stretch. First offering to Morino, misses way up and away, ball one. The second offering in the dirt, taken for ball two. Morino not fooled. Darvish comes set again. The third offering in there for a called strike one. Darvish, drafted just a couple years ago, right out of high school. In his second year with the Fighters. Fourth offering misses just a little high and outside. Ball three, one strike, three balls. Twenty-year-old taking on Sawamura, winning Kawakami. Next pitch is swung on and sliced into left field over the shortstop. Base hit. Moreno goes with the pitch, slicing the ball into left, putting runners at first and second with one out here in the top of the second inning. Darvish looked a lot more impressive in the first game. Maybe he just needs a little time to settle in. I did miss the first few innings of that game. That brings up Inoue. 4 for 13 in the series. No home runs and 1 RBI. That's a .308 batting average. First pitch misses inside. Ball 1. Except for the 3-pitch strikeout to Tatsunami, Darvish is getting behind in the count right away. The second offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Tanaka has the ball, throws to second for the force. Ouch! Out. Not ouch. Tanaka made the play going toward the first base line, turned through to second, and that's all they were able to get. Woods advances to third on the ground out. Moreno erased, and the new runner at first base is Inoue. That'll bring up number 8 batting, Tanishige. Tanishige in the first game, driving in 2 runs. 5 for 12 in the series. No home runs, and just those 2 RBIs from Game 1. The first offering, big swing and a miss. Strike 1. Darvish comes set. The second offering, swung on and grounded to the third base side. Moreno, a hard play coming in, fires to first base as soon as he gets to the ball. In time to get Tanishige for the final out. So third baseman Inada runs in full speed, fields the ball, throws to first, and gets Tanishige by half a step. That retires the side here in the second. Chunichi Dragons, after 1.5, still no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for ProYaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the second inning. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up the bottom third of the order, Inada, Tsuruoka, and Kaneko. Inada. Did I say Inada? Inada, Ibata, Inaba. I really need to work on those names. Kawakami on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. Got the win in game one. The only win for the Dragons. As they trail the series 1-3. The first pitch is in there for a called strike one to Inada. The second offering in there for strike two. So Kawakami, two quick strikes on leadoff batter Inada. The third offering, Inada just gets a piece of it, fouling it off. Count remains, two strikes, no balls. The fourth offering, misses low and away. Ball one, two strikes and a ball. Inada 0-3 in the series. Years of age. The next offering swung on and lifted into foul territory. Back behind the third base coach. Coach's box. It's Morino making the catch for out number one. So Inada fouls out to Morino, the third baseman, for out number one. That'll bring up catcher Tsuruoka. The first pitch in there, up in the strike zone, strike one. The second offering misses inside. That evens the count at 1-1. Tsuruoka 0-4 in the series so far. Drafted in the 8th round in 2002. This is his 4th year. Takes next pitch up high, ball 2. 1 strike, 2 balls. The fourth offering misses just inside. Ball three. 1 strike, 3 balls. The fifth offering down the middle. Slightly inside, called strike two. That's the second full count for Kawakami tonight. Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains full. to the fighter catcher? Shobu pitch again, swung on a miss, strike three. Kawakami's third strikeout of the night. And that'll bring up shortstop Kaneko. So the first two innings, Kawakami throwing mostly straight, 42%. 36% is cut fastball. Otherwise, a mix of four different pitches. First offering just catches the inside corner, called strike one. Kaneko, 2-for-14 in the series, no home runs and two RBIs. Next offering misses inside, evening the count at 1-1. The third offering by Kawakami, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder Hidenori goes back a few steps, turns around, camps under the ball, and makes the catch for out number three. So a long fly ball by Kaneko. And the fighters are retired in order here in the second. After two complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chunichi Dragons, in the third inning, it'll be number 9 batter Hidenori. Then back to the top of the order in Araki and Ibata. Darvish on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. Like the first game, he took care of the Dragons in the first inning, 1-2-3. Got into a bit of a pinch in the second, and we're going to the third. Hidenori has one strike on him. The second offering misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Both pitchers, after the first couple of innings in the first game, really settled down and it became a nice pitcher's duel. The next offering swung on and lined towards second base and through into right center field for a base hit. That's the fourth base hit for the Chunichi Dragons tonight. That'll bring us back to the top of the order in Araki. Darvish comes set. Araki showing bunt. Bunt's the first pitch. Up the first baseline. Foul. Second offering, Araki showing bunt again, takes low and away, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Araki, 1-for-16. Not a very good on base percentage? Can't tell that without the walks, can you? For a leadoff batter? Not a very good batting average for a leadoff batter. Next offerings, bunted back to Darvish. Darvish turns, throws to first base in time, and the sacrifice is successful. So the Dragons, here in the top of the third inning, leadoff base hit and sacrifice moves Hidenori into scoring position. That'll bring up shortstop Ibata. Ibata, 4-for-17, one home run, that being his lone RBI. Solo home run in game two. He and Fukudome, both with solo shots in that game, in their losing cause. Ibata shows bunt, takes pitch down low for ball one. Showing safety bunt, not sacrifice bunt. The second offering, swung on a grounder to the right side. That'll move the runner over to third. Tanaka fields the ball, throws to first base in plenty of time. Two away, runner at third base. And that'll bring up Fukudome. Two down, runner at third base. Fukudome, 4-for-18 in the series, the .222 average, one home run and two RBIs. First offering misses down low on the outside part of the plate. Ball one. Darvish shakes off the sign. Has the sign, comes set. Second offering, swung on a miss. Strike one. Did he say that ball was 153 kilometers per hour? Darvish throwing heat. Shakes off a sign. Says yes to the next. The third offering. Catches the inside corner for a called strike two. Fukudome disagrees. starts to say something to the umpire and instead turns in frustration. Curveball dropping in there over the inside part of the plate. Two strikes and a ball to the Dragon right fielder. Darvish has a sign and comes set. The fourth offering misses low and inside, ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 offering in the dirt. That's Darvish's first full count tonight. Darvish got ahead in the count early, but then tried to finesse the ball a little too much. Darvish threw the ball 151 during the playoffs. Hit a high of 153 against Fukudome this inning. Next offering just misses outside, ball four. That'll bring up first baseman Tyrone Woods. In the first two innings, Darvish mixed up four pitches. Here he's just been throwing straight and slider. Tyrone Woods, 4 for 12. 333 batting average, but that RBI column, zero. First pitch swinging to Kaneko in deep short back behind the third base position. Fires the ball to second base just in time to get Fukudome three away. So Woods pulls the ball to the left side where Kaneko fields the ball deep behind the third base position. Fires to second just in time for the fielder's choice. And the Dragons are retired here in the third. After 2.5 now, home still seems a long way away for the Dragons. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westby, your host for Proyaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters in the third, it'll be the top of the order in Morimoto, Tanaka Kinsuke, and Ogasawara. Darvish getting out of a jam in the top half of the inning. That's two innings in a row. Dragons stranding four through three. The first offering to Morimoto swung on and fell back to the backstop. Morimoto 7 for 16. No home runs, no RBIs, but 6 runs scored. The second offering in the dirt outside. That evens the count at 1-1. Kawakami so far, 38 pitches to 9 batters, giving up 2 hits, 1 walk, struck out 3, while allowing no runs. Next offering, swung on and lifted to right field, Fukudome. Taking 1 step in, 2 steps to the left, makes the catch for out number 1. Fukudome on one of the sports TV shows complained that he was never on the good play highlights part of the show. Well, they put him on, and that's exactly the play that he made. He just stood there and caught the ball while Ibata and Araki were making super plays through the rest of the segment. Nonetheless, that brings up Tanaka Kinsuke. Tanaka shows bunt, takes first pitch down low, ball one. Tanaka seems to usually show bunt on the first pitch and take it. A single to left, his last at bat. Not showing bunt this time, takes the next pitch inside at the shins. No strikes, 2 balls. Third pitch in there for a called strike one. That brings the count to 1 strike, 2 balls. Kawakami's fourth offering swung on and fouled off and had a play to the left side. 2-2. So Kawakami battles back here. The 2-2 offering misses inside, ball three. Third full count for Kawakami tonight. Maybe I do need to track his full count pitches. The Shobu pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains full. Kawakami into the windup. The next pitch swung on and lined toward right field, but Woods, quick reaction, jumps, snagging the ball. Line drive to first base. Two-way. That was quick reflexes by Woods. And that'll bring up the Fighters' first baseman, Oga Sawada. Oga Sawada, 3 for 12 on the series, .250 average, no home runs and 2 RBIs. First offering misses down low, ball one. Dolphins out in full force. Second offering misses high and away. Ball two. No strikes, two balls to Ogasawara with two down and nobody on. Ogasawara had a birthday yesterday. Next offering swung on and fouled off. One strike, two balls, now the count. Ogasawara swinging all the way around there. Ogasawara singled to right, his first at bat. The fourth offering swung on and lifted to left center field. It's left fielder Inoue calling for the ball. Makes the catch, throwing the ball into the stands. And the side is retired in order for the second time in a row. Looks like Kawakami has settled down. And after three complete now, we still have no score. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 0-0 tie through three. Both of these pitchers threw very well in game one. Darvish has been getting himself into a couple of pinches in the second and third innings. First pitch to leadoff batter Tatsunami here in the fourth inning. In there for a called strike one. Tatsunami 2-for-9 in the series. Struck out swinging his first at bat tonight. Second offering swung on and grounded to the right side. Ogasawara fields the ball just right of the first base bag. Foul. So two quick strikes on Tatsunami. Next offering misses outside, ball one. The third offering swung on and lined through the infield into right field. Base hit. Dragons have the leadoff runner on board again. That's the third time in four innings. The leadoff man has reached base for the Dragons. But, I don't know, Darvish seems to throw better with runners on than with the bases empty. That'll bring up number 6 batter, Moreno. 4 for 15 in the series. Takes first pitch high and away, ball 1. Throw over to first base. Tatsunami dives back in. Inoue moved up to the number 7 spot in the order, swinging the bat in the on-deck circle. The second offering bunted up the first base line. Catcher Tsuruoka fields the ball, throws to first base in time. The sacrifice is successful. That's the second sacrifice bunt by the Dragons tonight. And that'll bring up left fielder Inoue. Inoue started in the number 9 slot for games 3 and 4. Inoue, 4 for 14, no home runs and an RBI in the series. Grounded out to second, his first at bat. First pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike 1. The next offering in there for a called strike 2. The third offering misses high and away, ball 1. 2 strikes and a ball now to Inoue. Darvish's fourth offering misses low and inside. Ball 2. That evens the count at 2-2. Darvish, 2 quick strikes on Inoue. Then again, he tries to finesse the ball. Throwing 2 balls. Challenge him, Darvish. 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a miss. Strike 3. That's the second out of the inning. And the second strikeout for Darvish so far. Runner still at second base, 2 down. And catcher Tanishige comes up to the plate. We're in the fourth inning. Scoreless tie. Game 5 of the 2006 Nippon Series. Tanishige takes first pitch low and away, ball 1. Tanishige 5 for 13 in the series. Second offering misses just a little low on the inside part of the plate. Ball 2, no strikes, 2 balls. Mm-hmm. The third offering misses low and away. Ball three. Hidenori up next. He hit a line drive to right field, his first at bat. First base open. Two away. Fourth offering misses outside. Tanishige draws a base on balls on four pitches. That is the second base on balls given up by Darvish tonight. Sudoka and Ogasawara come in to have a word with Darvish. Darvish has thrown 57 pitches so far to 16 batters, given up 5 hits. Struck out 2. And the graphic says he's only walked 1. But I have that he's walked 2. So, runners at first and second, Hidenori. Dragon center fielder comes up. First offering, high and tight, backing Hidenori out of there. Shinjo shading Hidenori a little bit to the right, to right field. Right-handed batter. Darvish's second pitch. Misses down low. Ball two. That's 6 straight balls thrown by Darvish. And Brown pitching coach is coming out of the third base dugout. Darvish suddenly can't find the strike zone. Infielders all gather around. Now the graphic says he's walked 2, thrown 59 pitches so far. Brown Kontoku has given his advice to the young pitcher, headed back to the third base dugout. No strikes, 2 balls to count to Hidenori, Chunichi's number 9 batter, with runners at first and second and 2 down. Darvish has managed to strand 4 dragons so far tonight. Next offering misses down low. Ball 3. No strikes, 3 balls the count. That's 7 straight balls thrown by Darvish. Darvish comes set. Next offering. Ball high. Ball 4. Bases loaded. Darvish walks the bases loaded. Announcers all think that that was a strike in the upper part of the strike zone. We go back to the top of the order in Araki. Araki grounded back to Darvish in the first and sacrifice bunted in the third. Up with the bases loaded and 2 down here in the fourth. First offering in there for a called strike 1. after 8 straight balls. Araki 1 for 16, batting 0-63. No home runs, no RBIs. The second offering, strike 2 on the outside corner. Darvish has returned. He just needs more pressure, that's all. Two strike, no ball pitch. In the dirt outside, blocked by Tsuruoka. Ball goes a little bit away from him. Up the first base side, but he manages to recover, holding the runners. So two strikes and a ball now. The count to Araki. With the bases loaded and two down. Fourth offering. Swung on a grounder to the right side. Ogasawara dives for the ball and is not able to pick it up. He can't get a handle on the ball. Tatsunami scores. Everybody's safe all the way around. Ogasawara diving stop on the ball but unable to come up and get anybody. Araki diving into first base. So an infield base hit. Scores the first run of the game. And the bases remain loaded with shortstop Ibata coming up next. First pitch in there for a called strike one. One home run, one RBI. Looking to break this game open. Swung on and fouled off past the third base coach. Two quick strikes on Ibata. The third offering misses low and away, ball one. Ibata had a hit up the middle in the first inning and grounded out to second so far tonight. Darvish set, fourth offering swung on and fouled back to the backstop. Count remains, two strikes and a ball. Two strike, one ball pitch again. Swung on and lifted into right field. Inaba over toward the line. Makes the catch for out number three. Throws the ball into the stands as this side is retired. But the Dragons, loading the bases, are finally able to break through their long line of zeros on the scoreboard. After 3.5 now, Dragons take the lead. 1-0. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. After being shut out last night, the Chunichi Dragons finally managed to score. They've stranded seven through the first four innings, but managed to get one of those runners in. They lead this by a score of 1-0 going to the bottom of the fourth. It'll be cleanup, Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo for the Fighters here. Kawakami has that one-run lead for a lot of games. That's all Kawakami is needed. Seginol, left-handed batter, stands in against right-handed Kawakami. First pitch misses up high, ball one. The second offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, or right side rather. The third offering in there for a called strike two. Seginol wasn't so sure about the call, thinking it might have dropped low. Yeah, he kind of shows height with his hand. But the ball was dropping as it crossed the plate. Two strikes, one ball to count. Next pitch misses up high, evening the count at 2-2. Fans with bananas on their heads in commemoration to the Banana Republic from which Seginol comes. Next pitch misses up high, ball three. Giant dull bananas in the stands too. Full count. That's what, number four for the game? For Kawakami. Next offering, swung on and lifted deep to left field. Left fielder Inoue goes back at the warning track, makes the catch. On the warning track, right in front of the fence. Inoue pulls it in for out number one. That'll bring up Inaba. Inaba has been the man driving in the runs. First offering in there for a called strike one. Inside corner at the knees. Inaba had a chance in the first inning, but drew a base on balls. Second offering in the dirt. That evens the count at 1-1. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. Inaba, 5 for 14, one home run and six RBIs. Next offering misses low and away, ball two. Evening the count up at 2-2. Kawakami's now thrown 61 pitches to 13 batters, given up two hits, walked one, and struck out three. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on and lifted straight away center field. This is going back. He didn't know any going back at the warning track. Makes the catch. Another ball hit all the way to the warning track, but no further. Warning track in left for Seguino. Warning track in straight away center for Inaba. Two away. That'll bring up center fielder Shinjo. Shinjo struck out swinging in the first inning, stranding the bases loaded. Shinjo 5 for 14, no home runs and one RBI. A decent batting average, but hasn't come through in the clutch as he has done quite frequently during the regular season. The second offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Moreno running in full speed, fields the ball, throws to Woods at first, in time for out number three. So after the Fighters stranded the bases loaded in the first, it's been three up, three down, three times in a row. Kawakami has really settled down. And at the end of four complete, the Chunichi Dragons take a 1-0 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Chunichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters, Fukudome, Woods, and Tatsunami here in the 5th inning. Darvish has been in nothing but trouble, holding the Dragons to just one run so far. The first offering down the middle for a called strike one. Fukudome steps out of the batter's box, then steps back in. Second offering by Darvish, swung on and lifted to shallow center field. It's shortstop Kaneko going out, calling for the ball. He makes the catch in shallow center field behind the second base bag for out number one. That'll bring up first baseman Woods. Wood singled to right and reached on a fielder's choice. No, didn't reach first base. That was the third out. Grounded into a fielder's choice to end the third inning. 4 for 13 on the series, 308 average. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Woods, during the regular season, RBI king. Still unable to drive in a run in the series. Next offering up high, swung on a miss, strike two. Woods, big smile on his face, nervous smile. Having swung at that pitch. The next offering outside, swung on a miss, strike three. Woods goes down on swinging on three pitches. That is the third strikeout for Darvish tonight. And that'll bring up designated hitter Tatsunami with two down and nobody on. Darvish thrown 75 pitches so far. Three walks, three strikeouts, one run. First offering misses just a little low. Ball one. Tatsunami, 3 for 10. Struck out swinging and singled tonight. Second offering in there for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Tatsunami's single leading off the fourth inning, leading to the lone dragon run. The 1-1 pitch swung on and grounded to the left side. Inada shuffles over toward the shortstop hole, fields the ball. Throws to first in time. Three away. So Darvish, three up, three down here in the fifth. After four and a half now, Chunichi Dragons lead this one by a score of 1-0. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters will be sending up the bottom of their order, Inada, Tsuruoka, and Kaneko, here in the bottom of the fifth, trailing this one by a score of 1-0. Kawakami very effective after the first inning. In the first, he struck out Morino swinging, then allowed back-to-back singles to Tanaka and Ogasawara. Seginol then flew out to center. For the second out, Inaba walked, and with the bases loaded, Shinjo struck out swinging. After that, Kawakami has been perfect. First pitch to Tanaka, swung on and lifted into center field, over a leaping Hidenori, going to the wall, Tanaka, round second base, and holds. First pitch double. Here in the fifth inning, by Inada, over the center fielder Hidenori's head. And that breaks the perfect streak, starting in the second inning by Kawakami and Ochiai. Kantoku coming out of the dugout, walking very slowly to the mound. For the Dragons, a loss means the end. Kawakami so far has thrown 66 pitches to 16 batters, allowed 3 hits, no home runs, walked 1, and struck out 3. Kawakami shaking his head yes and giving a little bit of an explanation. Ochiai Kantoku seems satisfied with what he's heard. Starts the long, slow walk back to the first base dugout. So, catcher Tsuruoka coming up next, most likely will be called on to bunt. 0 for 5 in the series. Showing bunt. Struck out swinging his first at bat. The first offering misses high and inside, ball 1. Ibata looked like he was going towards second base when Kawakami made his delivery there. If Ibata's going to cover second, and the bunt's up the third baseline, who's going to cover third? Second offering. Bunted up the first base side. Tanishige fields the ball. Up with it. Throws to first base in time. The sacrifice is successful. So the tying run, now 90 feet away. Human Kantoku high on the one-run strategy this year. That brings up shortstop Kaneko with runner at third and one out. Might we have a squeeze? The first pitch misses inside, ball 1. Kaneko not showing anything there. In fact, it almost looked like he was taking the pitch. Two for 15, 133 average in the season, no home runs, but two RBIs. next offering in there for a called strike one over the inside part of the plate. That evens the count at 1-1. If you're just joining us, we're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Chunichi leading by a score of 1-0. Runner at third base, number 9 batter Kaneko up to bat. Squeeze! Kaneko lunges out to make the bunt, bunts the ball back up toward the pitcher. Fair ball! Inada scores from third base. Pitcher Kawakami rolls over. Tanishige fields the ball, throws to first in time for the out. The sacrifice squeeze, suicide squeeze, is successful. We've got a tie ball game. Beautiful bunt by Kaneko on a difficult pitch. He lunged after the ball. So that's the first squeeze in the series. Two down, nobody on now. Top of the order in, Morimoto takes first pitch for a called strike one. Kawakami comes set. The second offering to Morimoto catches the outside corner, called strike two. Morimoto so far struck out and flew out to right. The next offering misses just outside. Two strikes and a ball. Kawakami trying to nibble at the plate for strike three. Doesn't get the call. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike three. But not before the fighters. Leadoff double by Inada, sacrifice to third, and suicide squeezed home. At the end of five complete now, we're tied up 1-1.
Go! と変わり、背番号ゼロ。
Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the sixth inning, where the Chunichi Dragons will be sending up numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Morino, Inoue, and Tanishige. The Chunichi Dragon run came in the fourth, when Tatsunami led off with a single to right, was sacrificed to second. After Inoue struck out, Darvish had control problems, walking Tanishige and Hidenori, numbers 8 and 9 batters, on 8 pitches. Araki then grounded the ball to the right side. Ogasawara smothered the ball, but was unable to come up with it and throw anywhere. Run scoring from third. Ibata followed with a fly out to right to strand three runners. Morino leads off. First pitch lined through the left side into left field. Base hit. Morino rounds first, heads into second base, standing as the ball comes back in. Leadoff double by Morino here in the sixth. And this is the fourth inning out of six that Darvish has allowed the first runner on. So expect Inoue to be sacrificing Morino over to third, as both of these managers strongly believe in little baseball. They've got pitchers who can hold on to one-run leads, so they go for the one run. First pitch is bunted back to the pitcher. Darvish has the ball. Looks to second base. Does that mean Morino only singled? Yes, it does. Okay. Morino sacrifices Morino to second base for the first out. My apologies, I didn't hear the radio correctly there with Morino up. Morino rounded first and held as the ball came back into second base. So Morino a single and sacrificed to second by Inoue. The first pitch to Tanishige swung on and foul back. Tanishige 5 for 13 on the series. No home runs, 2 RBIs. Lot of sacrifice bunts in this series. past few years, many of the teams have been backing away from the sacrifice bunt every time. It looks like the pendulum is swinging back. Next offering, swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Two quick strikes to Tanishige. Tanishige stands in. The third offering misses just a little high, ball one. Tanishige so far grounded out to third and reached on a base on balls. That walk coming on four pitches. Runner at second base, one out. Darvish steps off the rubber. Moreno heads back to second base. Kawai Senshu, the sacrifice bunting king of the world, up and about in the first base dugout. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Tanishige becomes strikeout victim number four for Darvish. Ah, that was Kawai who bunted. Okay, Kawai. Pinch hit for Inoue. See, all of this happened while the TV was off at commercial. And it's kind of hard to announce while listening at the same time. So Kawai laid down that sacrifice bunt. The first pitch to Hidenori, swung on a miss, strike one. So let's quickly review the sixth. Moreno led off with a base hit to left. Kawai pinch hit for Inoue, sacrificing him over, grounding out to the pitcher. Tanishige then struck out on four pitches, swinging. Count is now 1-1 as Hidenori takes the second offering for a ball. To number 9 batting, Hidenori with one out and a runner at second base. The next offering swung on and fell back to the backstop. Two strikes and a ball. Darvish checks second. The fourth offering, swung on a miss, strike three. Tanishige, Hidenori, consecutive strikeouts after consecutive base on balls on eight pitches. Strikes the same pair out on eight pitches here in the sixth. So after five and a half now, we're still tied, 1-1. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Fighters sending up numbers 2, 3, and 4 batters. Tanaka squares to bunt. First pitch, taking it for called strike one. Tanaka single to left and lined out to first so far tonight. That line out to first was a hard hit ball. Good reaction by Woods there. Second offering misses outside, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The third offering in there for a called strike two. Two strikes and a ball. The fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. The next offering is swung on and lined through past the second baseman into center field. Base hit. So the Fighters get the leadoff man aboard here in the bottom of the sixth inning. That'll bring up first baseman Ogasawara. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters looking to clinch at home tonight, leading the series 3-1. We've got a 1-1 tie right now. Ogasawara takes the first pitch up in the strike zone, called strike one. The second offering to Ogasawara misses up high, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Kawakami comes set, 1-1 pitch, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Two strikes and a ball. Ogasawara stands in again. The next offering swung on and lined up the first base line, but foul! Just foul up the first base line. That would have been trouble for Kawakami. The next offering with the runner going slides into second base. Safe! Tanaka safe! Stolen base! On ball two to Ogasawara. That evens the count at 2-2 to Ogasawara. As Tanaka swipes second base. The next offering misses for ball three. Full count again. That's the fifth full count for Kawakami tonight. Nobody out. Runner at second base. Fighters batting in the bottom of the sixth inning. We've got a 1-1 tie. Shobu pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Woods fields the ball, takes it to the bag himself. While Tanaka heads over to third base. So with the ground out, the runner moves over. And that'll bring up designated hitter Segino. Most likely no squeeze on this time. As Segino perfectly capable of delivering the long ball. In fact, so far tonight he's flown out to center and flown out to left. Of course, first base is open. Are you going to take your chances with Woods or Mr. RBI this series, Inaba? Signal stands in. First offering misses inside. Ball one. Signal 4 for 15 in the series. One home run, 4 RBIs. Two long fly balls tonight. That's all the fighters need here with a runner of third and one away. Next pitch misses inside, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Intentional or not, Kawakami may be walking him. With runners in scoring position this series, 4 for 8, 500 average, one home run, and 4 RBIs. The third offering in there for a called strike one. Not called. Segino fails to check his swing on the pitch inside. A ball inside, by the way. Segino swings and misses. One strike, two balls to count. Next pitch, swung on and lifted deep to right field. Moknush! Haita! Home run! Segino celebrating before he gets to the first base bag. does a little jig, dances around second base, arms in the air. Junkins, the third base coach, and home in. Seguinol, a big hug to Tanaka at home plate. Hugs the various players as he comes into the dugout. Throws the stuffed animal into the crowd. And it's high fives and belly bumps all around. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters take a 3-1 lead. Kawakami, 91 pitches so far to 22 batters. Allowed 5 hits. 1 home run. That'll bring up Inaba with one away and nobody on. Two-run home run by Seguinol, putting the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters up by a score of 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Inaba, catches the outside corner for a call of strike one. The second offering swung on and lifted to the left side. The left fielder coming over toward the line makes catch for out number two. The left fielder is now Ueda for the Dragons. Inu has started, was taken out for Kawai to sacrifice bunt. Ueda comes in defensively. The first pitch to Shinjo fouled off his left foot. Shinjo dances around in the batter's box a bit, but he looks okay. One strike, no balls. Count to Shinjo. Two down, nobody on. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Fighters have taken a 3-1 lead on Seguinol's two-run home run to right. Second offering misses down low, ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering, a high bounder up the middle. Araki fields the ball behind second base bag. Shinjo crosses first base ahead of the throw. A high bounding ground ball fielded behind second base bag just to the right by Araki. His throw to first base is not in time. Shinjo gets himself an infield hit. Running all out to first base. That'll bring up third baseman Inada. First offering misses down low, ball one. The second offering misses high and away, ball two. No strikes, two balls. Inada fouled out to third and doubled over the center fielder Hidenori's head, That leading off the fifth, he coming in to score on the squeeze by Kaneko. The third offering swung on and missed. That swing coming rather late. Strike one. Pitch kind of high over the outside part of the plate. Kawakami coming up with his 100th pitch right here. Comes set. Pitch number 100. Misses low and away. Ball three. One strike, three balls. Kawakami had come set, and then Inada stepped out of the batter's box. The fifth offering misses low and away. Ball four. So the Fighters are not done here in the bottom of the sixth inning. One out, two-run home run by Seguino. Then with two down, Shinjo has an infield single. And Inada draws a base on balls. They're on the phone in the first base dugout. Kawakami looks so good in the second, third, and fourth innings. Didn't look bad in the fifth when he gave up that run. But it's all falling apart here in the sixth. First pitch to Tsuruoka. Swung on and fouled off just out of play up the right field line. Kawakami looks in for his sign. Has it. Come set. The second offering swung on and lifted high to the infield. It's Araki making the call just to the right of the second base bag. And the side is retired. But not before the Fighters add two on Seguinol's two-run home run to right field. And at the end of six complete now, it's the Fighters who take a 3-1 lead. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Mike Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters take a 3-1 lead in the sixth inning. We're going to the top of the seventh, where the Dragons will be sending up numbers 1, 2, and 3 batters, Araki, Ibata, and Fukudome. Araki's infield hit in the fourth inning drove in the lone Chunichi run. First pitch is grounded to Tanaka. No, Iyama. Sorry. Iyama at third base. Throw over to first in time for out number one. So did I miss a pinch hitter when Inada was up last inning? Nonetheless, that brings up Ibata. Ibata takes first pitch for ball one. Darvish still on the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. The second offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Iyama again has the ball, fires over to Oga Sawada at first. Two quick outs. Three pitches, two ground outs to third. That makes it easy for Darvish on the mound. And that'll bring up number three batter, right fielder Fukudome. Fukudome 4 for 19, 1 home run, 2 RBIs, 211 average. Swung on a miss on the first pitch. Tonight he's grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, killing the first inning. Drew a base on balls in the third and popped out too short in the fifth. The second offering misses for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering just misses for ball two. One strike, two balls to count. Fourth offering catches the inside corner for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. And livens up the crowd here at Sapporo Dome. Fukudome stands in. Left-handed batter facing right-handed Darvish. Next pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Count remains 2-2. We're in the top of the seventh. Two down, nobody on. Fukudome at the plate. Top of the order for the Dragons, seriously struggling all through the series. 2-2 pitch, misses high and away, ball three. That's just the second full count for Darvish. The Shobu pitch. Swung on a miss, strike three. No appeal necessary, as the home plate umpire rung him up. Fukudome unable to hold up. And the Dragons are retired in order here in the seventh. That's the third time Darvish has managed to retire the Dragons in order. Going to the Fighters, Lucky 7. They continue to lead this one by a score of 3-1. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hidai comes in to pitch for the Chunichi Dragons here in the seventh. The Fighters will be sending up the bottom of their order in Kaneko. Then back to the top in Morimoto and Tanaka Kensuke. Hidai finishes up his warm-up pitches. Kaneko will be leading off in the fifth inning. He squeezed in Inada from third base. That squeeze tying the game up at the time. 1-1. Hidai still warming up. Okay, now Kaneko comes and steps in. The first offering to Kaneko misses up high for ball one. The second offering catches the outside corner. Kaneko looks like he might have gone around there as well. Unable to check his swing. Kaneko 2 for 15 in the series, but 3 RBIs, including a big game-tying squeeze tonight. Third offering, swung on and grounded to the right side. Araki up with the ball, tosses over to Woods at first base. One away. Back to the top of the order in Morimoto. Morimoto stands in, right-handed batter, facing the right-handed Hidai. First offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side. One strike. Morimoto, 7 for 18. 0 for 3 tonight. When he's gotten on in the series, he's come home 6 out of 7 times. Second offering, misses low and away. That evens the count at 1 and 1. Actually, 6 out of 8 times he reached on the base on balls, too. The third offering, swung on and lined into right field. But Fukudome, jogging over toward the line, fields the ball. For out number 2. Looked like it might have been trouble going into the corner, but Fukudome had him played well. That'll bring up second baseman Tanaka. Darvish out throwing, or staying loose outside the third base batter's box, or third base dugout. The first pitch to Tanaka, swung on and fouled off to the left side. Left-handed batter. 4 for 15. 2 hits tonight. As he hasn't been asked to sacrifice, which he did 6 times over the first 4 games. That tying a record for most sacrifice bunts in a Japan series. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike 2. The record was first set in 1984. When Yumioka for the Hankyu Braves did it. And then it was tied in 1993 when Seibu's Hidano also had 6 sacrifice bunts in the Japan series. Next pitch, swung on and lifted into right field. One bound in front of Fukudome. Base hit. So, a 2-out base hit here in the bottom of the 7th inning. And Ochiai Kantoku taking a slow walk out to the mound. Oga Sawada coming up next, left-handed batter. Left-handed pitchers are Iwase, Sato, and Hisamoto, available on the Chunichi bench. Kawakami started, Hirai. Coming in this inning. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. Hisamoto has been announced as the new pitcher. So while Hisamoto comes up, we'll take a short break. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Hisamoto comes in with two down and a runner at first base, and left-handed Oga Sawada coming up to the plate for the Fighters here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Second pitcher, Hidai, got the first two outs quickly, but gave up a bloop base hit to Tanaka. With two down, first pitch to Oga Sawada, misses outside, ball one. Oga Sawada, just three hits tonight, one of them coming tonight, or in the series rather, one of them coming tonight. The next offering swung on a miss. Strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nippon Ham leading this one by a score of 3-1. Two down. Runner at first base. Oga Sawada at the plate. Hisamoto, the third Dragon pitcher on the mound. The third offering swung on, fouled off, and out of play to the left side. Two strikes and a ball now to Oga Sawada. Oga Sawada stands in. Hisamoto comes set. The fourth offering in the dirt gets way far away from Tanishige. There is a lot of foul territory to cover. Tanaka rounds second, heads into third, and he's starting to think about home when Tanishige finally recovers the ball. Tanaka holds at third base, taking two bases on the pass ball. Sounds like it's being called a wild pitch. Ball in the dirt. Tanishige gets a glove on it. The ball goes off to his right toward the first base dugout. And by the time Tanishige is able to run the ball down, Tanaka's already rounded third and was thinking of coming home. 2-2 now the count to Oga Sawada. Runner at third base and two down. Tanishige sets up outside, ball in the dirt outside, blocked this time by Tanishige. Ball rolls up the third baseline. Full count. Two down, runner at third, full count. Chunichi looking to add to their 3-1 lead. Here in their lucky seven. The next pitch called, strike three. Oga Sawada goes down looking. And the side is retired. So with two down, Fighters get a runner as far as third base, but no farther. At the end of seven complete now, Chunichi trails by two, to 3. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Proyaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. Attendance officially announced 42,030 people at Sapporo Dome tonight. That has got to be a new record for the Dome. I couldn't imagine them going to 41,000. But they did it in the first couple of matches. For the Dragons, they'll be sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6 batters. Woods, Tatsunami, and Morino. Darvish still on the mound. Woods, big swing and a miss at the first pitch. Strike 1. Woods, 4 for 14 on the series. Base hit to right in the second. Grounded into a fielder's choice to end the third, and struck out swinging in the fifth. Next offering in there for a called strike 2. That was Darvish's 100th pitch. 2 strikes, no balls to Woods. The third offering just misses outside. Darvish trying to nibble at the corner. Woods not obliging this time. Woods struck out on 3 pitches. That same pitch, I believe. In the fifth. The fourth offering. And the dirt outside. Ball 2. 2 strikes, 2 balls. Now the count on Woods. The next offering swung on and fouled off to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Darvish not throwing the curve and cutter through the first 5 innings, but relying on them more and more after the 6th. A 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted to right field. Inaba going over towards center field makes the catch for out number 1. Right fielder Inaba making the catch going towards center field. That'll bring up designated hitter Tatsunami. Tatsunami tonight struck out swinging, singled to right, later scored in the fourth, scoring the lone Junichi run, and grounded out to third. Went out, nobody on here in the top of the 8th. First pitch misses outside. And a little high, ball 1. Tatsunami, 3-for-11 in this series. One of those hits coming tonight. Next offering, swung on, grounded, past a diving Olga Sawada, into right field, base hit. So with one out, Tatsunami singles to right. And that'll bring up Morino. Brown pitching coach looks kind of anxious, and both he and Hillman are coming out of the first base dugout. That usually means a pitching change when they both come out. Brown Kontoku heads over to Darvish, or Brown pitching coach rather, heads over to Darvish. Hillman Kontoku to the home plate umpire. Darvish has thrown 106 pitches so far. The fans and Darvish's outfield give him an ovation as Darvish heads into the first base dugout. So, we've got a pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. Darvish, a little shaky throughout, but has managed to hold the Dragons to just one run. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. Okajima takes the mound for the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters with one out and a runner at first base here in the top of the eighth inning. Morino scheduled next. Left-handed pitcher versus left-handed batter. First offering in the dirt outside, ball one. Morino, 5-for-16, 313 average, no home runs, and like most of the Dragons, no RBIs. Okajima comes set. Second offering misses just outside, ball two. No strikes, two balls to count to Morino. Morino in the hole quickly. Okajima in the hole quickly to Morino. The third offering swung on, fouled back to the backstop. One strike, two balls, now the count. One strike, two balls to count. Okajima looks in for his sign. Has it and comes set. The fourth offering in there for a called strike two over the outside part of the plate. That evens the count at 2-2. So two balls, then two strikes to Morino. Evening the count at 2-2 with runner at first. Chunichi trailing 1-3 in the top of the eighth. Next offering swung on and grounded to first base. Oga Sawada fields the ball right next to the bag. Touches first base. Throws to second base. The touch in time. Kaneko making the touch on Tatsunami, sliding in. And it's a 3-6 double play. Dragons down to their last three outs now. As we go to the bottom of the eighth. Dragons trailing this one by a score of 1-3. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Fighters sending up numbers 4, 5, and 6, Seginol, Inaba, and Shinjo. Seginol, two home runs in the series, six RBIs. One of those home runs, a two-run home run. That put the Fighters up by a score of 3-1. Back in the sixth inning. The first offering misses outside. Ball gets away from Tanishige, rolling off toward the third base dugout. Yusumoto still on the mound for the Chunichi Dragons. Second offering misses way up high, ball two. No strikes, two balls. To the fighter slugger. The third offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. One strike, two balls, now the count. Fans with giant bananas and with real bunches of bananas on their heads, wearing them as hats in honor of the Panamanian. The fourth offering misses inside, ball three. One strike, three balls, now the count. Yusumoto into the windup. And the fifth offering in there for a called strike two. Full count now to Segino. The Shoba pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. So Segino strikes out swinging to lead off the bottom of the eighth inning. Still, the mood is high in the third base dugout. With the fighters, mood gradually getting darker over in the first base dugout with the Dragons. That'll bring up Inaba. Inaba tonight drew a base on balls, flew out to center, and flew out to left. No RBIs tonight, but he has been the RBI leader of the fighters throughout this series. Takes first pitch up in the strike zone for a called strike one. Yusumoto's second offering over the outside part of the plate called strike two. Shinjo swinging the bat on deck. The third offering misses way outside, ball one. Two strikes and a ball. We've got one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters leading the Chunichi Dragons 3-1. Next offering by Yusumoto. Misses outside again, ball two. So two quick strikes on the batter, then two pitches way outside, evening the count at 2-2. Yusumoto into the windup. And the 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. Count remains 2-2. Isamoto into the windup. The 2-2 pitch again. Swung on and lifted into foul territory to the right side. Tanishige starts to give chase, but that ball will go into the stands. Up over the first base dugout. Isamoto, 2-2 pitch for the third time. Swung on and fouled off and out of play. To the left side. What we do three times, we do four times. No, I don't think that's how the saying goes. No smiles on the faces of the Dragons in the field. 2-2 pitch, swung on in line, deep to right center. Going back, Haitha! Home run! Inaba! Deep to right center field. His second home run of the series. Dameoshi! Solo home run! With two down here in the eighth inning. And Morikoch is heading out to the mound. From the Chunichi dugout. Hisamoto got the first two outs fairly easily. Well, the first out fairly easily. Sorry, that's only one out. And we're going to have a pitching change to face Shinjo. So the Fighters taking a 4-1 lead with a solo home run by Inaba. And we'll be right back. Welcome back to Sapporo Dome. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It's Nakazato who comes in to pitch. The fourth pitcher of record for the Dragons tonight. He'll be facing Shinjo. Shinjo, perhaps his final at bat. in Pro Yaku. One for three tonight. Struck out swinging in the first. Stranding bases loaded. Grounded out to third and singled. Had an infield single up the middle in sixth. Shinjo has tears running down his face. It's going to be rather hard for him to hit the ball in this state. First pitch over the outside part of the plate. Strike one. I don't think he's going to be able to see the ball. The second offering, big swing and a miss. Strike two. Just under the ball. Almost had it. Nakazato's third offering, swung on a miss, strike three. So Shinjo strikes out swinging. And this is most likely his final at bat. As the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters lead this one by a score of 4-1. Gets a standing ovation from the crowd. Overcome by emotion, keeping his head down in the third base dugout. First pitch to Iyama. Misses down low, ball one. Shinjo stands up and heads back into the locker room to get himself composed. Next offering, swung on a miss, strike one. Iyama 0-1 in the series. This is first at bat tonight, coming in as a pinch runner in the sixth inning for Inada. The next offering swung on and lifted to center field. Hidenori going toward left field. Makes catch for out number three. That retires the side, but not before Inaba hits a Dameoshi solo home run to right center field. I think Inaba might have guaranteed himself the MVP with that. He has driven in some runs for the Fighters this series. We'll see. We're still three outs away. Chunichi sending up the bottom of their order. Ueda, Tanishige, and Hidenori in the ninth. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. Shinjo running out to take the center field position. Coming out of the dugout a little late, but to a huge ovation by the crowd. Michael in the pitch for the Fighters. Spelled M-I-C-H-E-A-L, not A-E-L. Shinjo still overcome by emotion. Hasn't stopped the tear flow yet. We'll see how he manages there in center field. Then again, maybe Michael will strike out the side and it won't matter. Ueda came in defensively after Kawai sacrifice bunted in the sixth for starting left fielder Inoue. This his first at bat in the game. Michael looks in for his sign. Comes set, looking straight down at the ground. The first offering misses outside. Ball one. Michael comes set. The second offering swung on and grounded foul. Up the first base side. Kawakami on the hook for the loss. Michael's third offering in the dirt inside, ball two. One strike, two balls. First base side bench, everybody staring quietly out at the field. Junichi up 4-1. First, next offering swung on and lifted to right center field. Inaba, shading towards center field, makes the catch for out number one. Morimoto all smiles there in left field. Kaneko looking like he might break down anytime soon. First offering to Tanishige. Catches the outside corner for a called strike one. The second offering down the middle. Called strike two. What is Tanishige waiting for? They don't come any sweeter than that. Two quick strikes on Tanishige. Third offering swung on and grounded to the left side. Kaneko up with the ball. Fires over to Ogasawada at first. Two away. The Chunichi Dragons down to their final out of the 2006 Nippon Series. Alex comes in as a pinch hitter for Hidenori. Darvish all smiles in the third base dugout. The first offering misses low and away, ball one. Pinch hitter Alex at the plate. Two down, nobody on in the top of the ninth inning. Second offering catches the over the plate at the knees. Called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. What's with the skunk heads? The next offering swung on, lifted to left center field. Morimoto makes the catch, goes over, hugs Shinjo in center field. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters are Nippon Ichi! The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters' first championship in 44 years. The tape is streaming. Onto the field as the celebration is going on. Fielders coming out, hugging each other. Shinjo just falling apart crying. He's got the camera on him. The players have gathered with Hillman Kantoku in the center. The fielders are all hugging one another, shaking hands, gathering in the middle of the infield. Congratulations to the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters. I guess nothing more is going to happen for a while, so it's about time to wrap up this broadcast. I'd like to thank you all for joining me tonight. I hope you've enjoyed this series. Ah, there, Hillman Kantoku is being thrown in the air. One time, two times, three times, four times. And he's put back down onto the earth. I'm hoping to stay around long enough for Hillman Kantoku's speech. And now Shinjo going up. Ogasawara rather, going up three times. Team captain. Oh, that was Shinjo the first time. They still haven't thrown Hillman Kantoku up. Now it's Hillman Kantoku. Two times, three times, and they set him down. No, that wasn't Hillman Kantoku. The fighter's owner comes out with a picture of former owner. His kanji is Osha, but that's not how to say his name. And they throw the representative up with the picture. Probably for the best, as the former owner was rather big. And another doage. That time it was Hillman Kantoku. Shinjo looks like he's finally composed himself. Now the team is coming out for a round around, or to go around the stadium. Thank the fans. 42,030 fans through the gates tonight at Sapporo Dome. Shinjo's breaking down again. Fighters head back to the dugout. And Hillman Kantoku's interview is going to be coming up shortly. Here we go.
Wonderful defense. It's wonderful to have my family in town. Happy birthday, Osho-san.
Pitcher and defense both did great jobs. And personal things are going on, but today my family is here, and my father's birthday is also today. It's really good. Thank you.
And today's game was
新庄選手が最後のバッターボックスに立ちました。メッセージお願いします。
Shinjo was a joy to manage. He brought a lot of energy into this dome. It is sad that he's retiring, but what a wonderful send-off to be a champion.
Shinjo は本当にたくさんのエネルギーをみんなにくれて、今日も自ら最後の花道を飾ることができたということで、これより一緒にプレーできないことは残念ですが、最高の形でグラウンドを去っていってくれるんじゃないでしょうか。
ベンチに残って選手たち全員が見つめています。選手の顔を見てどんな思いが浮かびますか。
It's a blessing to have an opportunity to work for this organization. It's a blessing to have an opportunity to manage this group of men. They are men.
この球団で指揮が取れたこと本当に嬉しく思います。またそうして、ここにいる面々の指揮を取れたことがです本当に嬉しく誇りに思います。
日本の頂点に立ちました。さあ次はアジアの頂点を目指す戦いが始まります。
We'll rest for a few days, but our objective will be the same. I'm a foreign manager having an opportunity to represent this country in the Asian Games, and I'd be very proud.
今までと同じように何日かゆっくりして、その後今までと同じように準備をしまして、外国人の監督として、日本を代表して今度アジアのチームと戦うことということを本当に誇りに思います。
それでは最後に改めて熱いファンにメッセージをお願いします。
I can't put it into words the feeling of elation. I can't put it into words how much we appreciate you. So many pieces came together. The bottom line is, if it wasn't for our fans, we would not be where we are right now.
ファンの方々がいなければ今こうして我々が優勝を手にすることもできなかったでしょうし、もうとても言葉に表すことができないほどの感謝の気持ちでいっぱいです。
2006年の優勝監督、トレイ・ヒルマン監督でした。
And Hillman Kantoku takes a deep bow to the fans on each side of the stadium as he retires from the interview. And now Inaba, the MVP of the series.
2006年の日本シリーズ MVP はこの人です。稲葉篤紀選手です。大活躍のシリーズでした。
プレーオフ緊張すぎまして結果出せなかったので、なんとか日本シリーズはね、活躍したいなと、もうその一心でした。
今この大歓声を浴びられてお気持ちいかがですか。
本当に皆さん最高です。ありがとうございます。
第3戦札幌ドームに戻ってきてホームランが出て、そこから本当によく打ちました。
みんなが勝ちたいという気持ちがね、一つになって、僕もそれに、釣られるような形で、みんなに本当に打たさせてもらいました。はい。
それと稲葉さん、4度目の日本シリーズで4回とも日本一です。強いですね日本シリーズ。
今回は本当に、北海道の皆さん、このファンの皆様のおかげだと思っております。はい。
日本一が決まったこの試合でずっと横を守ってきた新庄さんが引退することになりました。どんな思いがありますか。
いやもう9回の守りに新庄さんが涙を流しまして、もうこれで最後なのかなと思ったら、すごくじんときまして、本当に、記憶に残りますし思い出に残りました。新庄さん、ありがとうございました。
さあこれから今シーズン3回目の ビールかけも待ってます。存分に弾けられそうですね。
はい、気持ちはここに来られた、そして来れなかった方と一緒にね、味わいたいと思います。
日本の頂点に立ちました。すぐにアジアシリーズが始まります。抱負をお願いします。
はい、なんとかアジア1を目指してね、また頑張りたいと思います。またよろしくお願いします。
それでは最後に改めてファンの皆さんにメッセージをお願いします。
1年間本当に素晴らしいご声援ありがとうございました。今日は皆様思い切って楽しんでください。ありがとうございました。
2006年日本シリーズ MVP 稲葉篤紀選手でした。
The 2006 Nippon Series MVP 稲葉選手。He drove the runs in when the fighters needed them. And now, I think I'm going to bring the broadcast to a close. This broadcast is being released under the Creative Commons license, but the last two interviews are really copyright Tokyo TV, no, ABC. So you may not use those in any other rebroadcasts, but the remainder of it, please feel free to copy, redistribute, and rebroadcast in whole or in part, provided you make clear that it comes from JapaneseBaseball.com. Once again, the final for the Game 5 of the 2006 Nippon Series, Junichi Dragons, one run, 8 hits, no errors. The Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters, 4 runs, 8 hits, and no errors. Darvish gets the win. Kawakami credited with the loss. Each of them 1-1. Michael gets a save, his third save of the series. Segino hit his second home run of the series, a 2-run home run in the 6th. That was also the game deciding run. And Inaba, a solo home run in the 8th. Thank you again for joining me. It's been a pleasure having you. And I hope to broadcast more games again next season. Please tune in again then. Until then, good night.